Ben and Kelly Show is a great way to get a hold of us. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can send us a DM. We'll toss it out and see what we can do for you.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, my issue isn't life or death. There's no cheating. And I love my husband dearly, but I have a problem.
Okay.
He talks too much. I'll give you an example. Instead of saying I had surgery, he told people I had surgery because when I left, I wet my pants.
Oh.
So they had to go in and resuspend my bladder.
All right.
I could hardly believe my ears. The latest is he posted something on Facebook about a family member that was also very personal.
Mm-hmm.
I have asked him many, many times to keep the details between us, but it does no good. So what can I say to him to get the point across? I'm at a loss.
I mean, was he telling the truth about your bladder, or was
but
it
no
just
one
being
needs to know that?
Jokey.
No one needs to know that, though. If that was the case, like, nobody needs to know the intimate details,
I mean, that is what she's saying.
Okay, right.
I understand there are some things that you want to keep private. It depends on who he's telling, though. Like, if he's just telling any Tom, Dick, and Harry on the street, yeah, sure, I get it. But if he's
Or Facebook.
Okay, or Facebook, sure. But if he's, like, telling a good friend or someone or a parent or a family member, you know, what happened, yeah, I mean, I think detail is fine.
Are you defending him? It sounds as if you're defending the oversharer when I'm saying that's not his details to tell.
Maybe I am.
Okay. So just have a note to your wife. If you have some sort of like a personal procedure, just know that you may be spilling all the beans on the radio.
Here's what I would say the next time something, because there's no reason to bring it up when there isn't a, something that's happening in the moment.
It's in the moment.
But in the moment, if something happens, you need to just tell him, and this stays between us. Or make it clear in the moment that, all right, this is something that we don't tell anybody else.
Right. We don't share this with our friends or on socials.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're letting these moments go, and I'm not, and I don't want to say that you're all to blame here. Yes, of course, he has to own up some of it too.
Well, but she's not letting it go. She's been telling him, but he's not getting the message.
Well, if telling him after the fact, then maybe he's not, I don't know, maybe he's not getting it. But in the moment, it's like, okay, this is something that we need to keep between ourselves. And maybe she needs to do that a few times before he gets it.
It sounds like she has. But yes, I think we need to continue saying, maybe setting it up from the very beginning, do not share this with other people. You really can't mistake what she is saying when you say, don't share the details of this with anybody. Thank you. I prefer it to be personal.
Now, we're saying oversharer. Dustin thought I was saying overshaver and that we shave too much or something.
That's different. That's a different issue. I think we're fine there.
I clearly don't have a problem with shaving.
Jake from State Farm says, sometimes it's hard to keep things in, just flows out. Well, see, that's when, if she is making you aware of it, though, if you love your wife and you don't want there to be continued fussing at you, then we need to start listening when she tells you we need to stop revealing so much information about certain things.
So this is something that you can do. You can take this podcast when it gets posted and you can play it for him to hear, because I feel like he needs to be the one hearing this, not you, right? Because
yes. Oh, by the way, Jake was saying that was a pee joke. Because of her surgery she had with her bladder. Thanks, Jake. I appreciate that.
All right. That was good.
He's rolling in with jokes.
Well done.
He's got jokes.
All right. So hopefully that helps. I would just say make sure you start saying in the moment. If you haven't already, start saying it in the moment.
Like, hey, next time I have surgery, don't tell anybody why.
Hey, this is, let's keep this off Facebook, or let's keep this between us.
Okay.
And then if he violates that, then it's like, look, I trusted you to...
And this falls in that category of the things I didn't want you to reveal.
Yeah, to keep this between us, and you didn't do that. And so then you can kind of go at it from that angle, too. So.
And you would think if this is a recurring problem that he would want to try to do better to address it, right? Because I would think that he would hate having the same conversation too.
Guys hate having the same conversation every time and time again.
Yes, if she's harping on you to stop talking so much about her stuff, right?
Yeah. All right, well, hey, hope that helps.